doit-on penser des soucoupes volantes? Quel crédit peut-on accorder aux objets volants non identifiés? Viennent-ils d'autres mondes? Sont-ils habités par des êtres intelligents?
Ravi de vous retrouver pour cette nouvelle émission de The Brain.
Aujourd'hui, un programme plutôt roboratif avec de la fatigue,
de la passion
et surtout des questions. Par exemple, Pascal, existe-t-il un fanzine Cold Wave péruvien bien documenté?
Faut-il inventer des espadrilles pour l'hiver?
Pourquoi ne peut-on ressentir le sentiment d'éternité que de manière éphémère?
Oui, pourquoi doit-on nourrir ces poissons avec des haricots magiques pour qu'ils soient moins ennuyeux?
Merci de nous répondre.
C'est The Brain.
C'est tout de suite.
Les neutrons.
Fuyez les neutrons.
Fuyez les neutrons.
We'll be right back.
Vous le savez, il est urgent de tergiverser.
Oui, mais non sans avoir pris le temps de la réflexion nécessaire tout de même.
We clap our hands, me and my brother in Moscow. 1980 Moscow, 1980 Moscow, 1980 Moscow, 1980. Sister was a pioneer, our mother worked in a laboratory, and our uncle always had one vodka too many. But we were sorry, we were together, me and my brother in Moscow, 1980 Moscow, 1980 Moscow. If the Yanks could see us glow, said he, when the night grew deep over Moscow, we watched the stars over the prospect, me and my brother in Moscow, 1980 Moscow, 1980 Moscow. Do you think the war will last long? To my brother I ask. No, says the party, and the party is always right. By the way, soon they said they're going to send me to fight. And I will come back with meals of chess, hero of the world in honor, guess. And all the kids in the neighborhood will ask, is that your brother? And you blush, yes, you see, just how you'll be proud of me. So for you to be in our last summer together, that was the story of me and my brother in Moscow. Whatever happened to your dreams, whatever happened to your dreams, whatever happened to your dreams, whatever happened to your dreams.
Un croque-mort qui mange un croque-monsieur, c'est un professionnel comme un autre qui prend sa pause repas.
Un mort qui mange un monsieur, c'est un zombie.
Dans le cas contraire, c'est un nécrophage.
Les hôtesses vont maintenant passer parmi vous pour vous proposer quelques rafraîchissements.
C'est aussi ça, ce Bren.
All of the colorful clothes she wears, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
Attention!
Un dépassement de vitesse est trop vite arrivé.
On a beau décrier les mœurs grossières du Moyen-Âge, les tortures étaient pourtant déjà très raffinées à l'époque.
Oui.
Function Boy song, and solos are by the chorus, okay? The chorus can be Function Boy in the bathroom,
Function Boy in the bathroom, Function Boy in the bathroom, doo-da-doo-da-day. Function Boy in the bathroom, Function Boy in the bathroom, Function Boy in the bathroom, doo-da-doo-doo-doo-doo-da-day.
The Brain, une ambiance super jeune.
Clarinetto. No. Questo si deve fare delicato, soave. Come ride? Ma questo non comico.
Oh, maestro, io questo passaggio qui lo trovo molto comico.
Io non credo che il compositore lui ha avuto in questo punto qualche intenzione di umoristica. Lei ride, è inutile?
Stia a sentire. Ride anche il mio collega.
Sì, 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 sì.
È proprio buffo.
A me mi fai ridere te, ma fa che fa.
Da capo.
Everywhere.
Spiders everywhere, spiders everywhere, spiders everywhere, spiders,
spiders, spiders. People stop and stare like they're not prepared to bear witness. The spiders in my hair make me witless. Even spiders down there in the thickness. Little hairy fucking tiny black spiders everywhere. I know you don't really care, but don't you see the spiders everywhere are following me. They seen me, caught me, on my killing spree, filled with glee, squashing them. One, two, three. Watching them writhe in agony, begging for mercy. They've been after me since that one tragedy in New Jersey. No plea, nowhere to flee, no new identity overseas. Will they ever let me be? Somehow I need to get free. Under every rock and stone, they're waiting patiently. And in the trees, until I walk under them. So they can drop and fall and join their brethren. My skin, or do they stretch under it? Legs really thin to tear flesh asunder with. If they bite me, I might get an infection. Then I'll get sick and my head will spin in the wrong direction. Spider doctors checking what condition my condition is in. My personal proctors and proctologists, potion concoctors behind locked doors, rocked all of this.
Spiders everywhere,
spiders everywhere, spiders everywhere, spiders everywhere, spiders,
spiders, spiders.
Staring eyes, staring right through my disguise. Spiders on my thighs, through scratches so unwise. I can hear the angry cries, arise my pint-sized allies. When I pass out, they drink the tears inside my eyes. I know it's unwise to tell them more of my lies. But if I don't improvise and calm them down, they'll carry me around town until they found the hole where they can take me underground. They're accusing defiant eyes of black and round. As we go down, wow, a mound of little hairy clowns abound. Making me frown and they scream and ride around. They still
astound when my fists pound the ground. I drown them out with my screeching monkey sound. The spiders are insane. I think they want my brain to control the whole evil world domain. So I follow their plan. I'm a puppet in the hands. I mean feet. Wait, spiders don't have hands. What are those things? Let's just thank God that they don't have wings. Oh my God. Now they're bringing me to see their king. The spider's king bite stings, his jaws slavering. It's all over, my consciousness is slowly wavering. The last thing I see, a spider's spryly capering. Now they're gathering to start savoring my flavoring. The spiders are coming, the spiders are coming. Spiders everywhere, spiders everywhere. The spiders are coming, the spiders are coming. Spiders everywhere, spiders everywhere. The spiders are coming.
Arrêtons-nous un moment pour examiner la situation.
C'est beau, hein?
Ah, c'est magnifique.
Ouais. Quand les poules auront des dents, le métier de paysan se sera encore un peu plus dégradé.
Oui, mais celui des vétérinaires dentistes se sera considérablement amélioré.
Thank you.
Pour voir le bout du tunnel, il faut d'abord entrer dedans.
Lao Tzu.
faire, mon vieux, tu viens danser, holé, gueulé. Say holy golly.
Le papillon ne s'envole pas ?
C'est peut-être une fleur.
La vache ne s'envole pas ?
C'est sûrement une vache. Golf subaquatique, un sport à risque?
Oui, mais un sport difficile aussi et qui mérite le respect, Pascal.
Thank you.
Eva, peux-tu me dire la différence entre tout et son contraire ?
Tu veux parler de rien ?
Non, pas forcément. On ne chiffrera jamais le prix du silence.
Ni celui de la honte.
Ni celui du kilo de dodo, oiseau d'Australie qui a totalement disparu de la surface du globe en 1923.
De la musique et de la prime sauterie.
Voici venu le moment de vous dire...
À bientôt.
Oui, vous l'aurez compris, cette émission touche à sa fin et elle y touche bien.
Sachez qu'elle n'aurait pas été la même sans les contributions de Stéphane,
de Yoss,
de Frédéric
et de la Wilco Family,
que nous saluons ici bien chaleureusement. N'oubliez pas d'aller consulter cette playlist numéro 63
et les autres sur thebrain.l'autre.net.
Vous pourrez aussi y télécharger toutes nos émissions.
Nous disons bien toutes.
Non pas deux.
Pas trois.
Non.
Toutes.
C'est beau la vie.
Parfois.
Allez, au plaisir.